another episode of Full Guard Fight Radio. As you started to hear there, that was my co-host Jason London's music, but Jason's unable to be with us tonight. He's just stuck at work, so hope all's well, Jason. Miss you this week, and I look forward to seeing him next week, but we'll get to that a little bit later. Right off the bat, I just want to say thanks for joining us. This show is going to be off the hook tonight. We've got so much in store, so much to talk about with the guys that run the World Class Fight League. But before we even get there, we got a special guest host tonight, Mr. Pablo Diablo, Spencer Kirksey, out of up there in the northern parts of the country here. Just Team Madhouse stepping up to help out tonight, and we needed to call on one of our Team Madhouse guys, and Spencer stepped up for us. So I'll go ahead and bring Spencer in, man. How you doing, Spence?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you amateur MMA fans out there? You ready for a good show tonight? I had to step in for somebody. I'll always step in for the Madhouse crew. So let's have a good show.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We got a lot in store tonight. Like I said, before we ever get started with all that, though, we like to start the show right, and that's by giving shout-outs to our sponsors. So, we've got a newer sponsor, ProAmBelts.com. Well, I still want to thank you guys for jumping on board with us. Go check them out. They are the best in the business. We'll be talking about them a little bit later because they're actually making belts for the World Class Fight League for this event. So super excited to see that on Facebook earlier this week that Ralph and Dwayne at the World Class Fight League are hooking up with Pro-Am belts. So that's awesome. Other than that, though, BrawlBase.com, CrossroaderClothing.com, GameChangerClothing, GatorMMA.com, and FutureFighters.com. Thank you all for being sponsors. Thank you all for supporting us and doing what you're doing for the MMA community. So we appreciate all you guys. I actually want to give a personal shout-out to some local businesses here doing some MMA stuff. I competed in COPA 2 weekends ago, and I wouldn't have been able to go out there and compete without the right MMA gear. And I got to give a big shout-out to Steve here in Spring Hill, Florida, at the Bushido Martial Arts Supplies, man. If you're in Pasco, Hernando, Citrus County, if you're in any county around Hernando, go check him out. He's on Spring Hill Drive, real convenient location. It's Bushido Martial Arts Supplies. Got everything you need for any type of martial arts. So go check him out. And thank you, Spencer. Also want to give a shout-out to Matic Designs, kind of a new company here in the area, and actually being run by a couple people that train out of Gator, and they're going to be hooking up with Gator and making a bunch of shirts for us at the gym. So Matic Designs, check them out on Facebook. It's M-A-D-D-I-C-T. And then design. So check them out. They're going to be doing some awesome things for MMA here in the Florida community. So just a couple of local businesses I wanted to give personal shout-outs to. But, we got a lot going on tonight. If you're not aware of this World Class Fight League 3 Breaking Point card, it's going to be sick. It's going to be historic even because it's going to be the first amateur event here in the state of Florida to be able to utilize the newly passed rules of ground and pound for amateur fighters. So that's a huge thing. I don't know how aware of that you are, Spencer, but up until basically this week, ground and pound was not allowed in amateur MMA here in Florida. We got some extra rules down here that some of the other states don't have, but that was one of them. No ground and pound to the face whatsoever, and that's been in the works for a couple months now, and it was officially passed this week, and will be instituted first time here this next weekend, March 30th at World Class Fight League 3. So. And now that is the specifics of that for amateur fighters with at least 3 fights already. So for any of the fighters that are on the card that have already got 3 fights under their belt with them and their opponent, full ground and pound will be instituted. So it's going to be a sick card. So once again, I just can't say how excited I am for tonight and for the event next week. And again, man, thanks for stepping up and jumping on with us tonight, dude.
Hey, no problem. Just do me one more favor. Fly me down there so I can attend it with you.
Hey, you're on your own for that one. I can promise you that I'll get you in. I have a press pass for you because I'm good with those with Ralph and Dwayne. I've been supporting them since World Class Fight League 1. The first time I ever heard about the World Class Fight League, I did what I could to find out more about them. I feel like I've got a good relationship with Ralph Garcia and Dwayne Spires. I've got a lot of respect and a big fan of those guys. So I could push you up. I could give you a couch to sleep on and get you a press pass for the event. But getting you down here, man, that's on you.
Well, I'd rather fly than drive, but if you're going to make me drive, I guess I have to. I can't miss this great card.
Yeah, man, we won't go over the full fight card yet because I know they're still working on it, but I will say they've got, like I said, 5 title fights. And on a personal note, you know, Gator MMA, my teammates, we've got 5 guys on the card, and 3 of them going 4 titles. We got Abby Velasquez, who's defending his title, and then we've got Ladarius Jackson, who we'll have on later this evening, who's facing off with Amar Guru Short out of Gracie Baja Orlando. They're going at it for the welterweight title, the 170 strap. And then also we've got Dean, little Dean Stupar. I mess with him all the time, but the dude is a beast. Dean Stupar is going to be going for the 135 belt against Jordan Pruitt. So other than that, though, there's some big name. I mean, they've got pretty much the top guys. I mean, they've got the who's who of amateur fighters in Florida on this card, so it's going to be great. We're going to talk a lot with the guys behind the World Class Fight League here real shortly, so we'll save it for them. I got so much to talk to them about because they're so involved, you know. With the World Class, what they're doing with the WCFL is just like one part of it. That day is also going to have the first ever, you know what, let me pause that real quick because we're going to be talking with them for quite a while. I'm actually not even giving my guest co-host tonight, I'm not even giving him a chance to talk. I don't want to drown him out or nothing. But while we got you, Spencer, what do you have going on up up in your area for MMA, man? Anything that you're doing soon? Any events? What do you got going on?
Unfortunately, I can't attend any events anytime soon. I'm wrapped up in school and everything. But anybody that's listening up in Northeast Ohio, we got NAAFS action. And then the next event that I'm attending that I know of right now, UVC in May, and I attended the UVC event a couple weeks ago, and if you haven't heard of it, you have to check it out. It is quality MMA.
And what's that? That's the Ultimate Victory Championships or Ultimate Victory Challenge, something like that, right?
Ultimate Victory Challenge, and I attended UVC 22, and they had Dan Spawn fighting a former Bellator fighter. And, I mean, he just put on a show in the main event. And then we had a couple other professional bouts and amateur bouts mixed in there. And they're just doing right things to move that promotion along.
Right on, man. That's awesome, dude. So, I mean, that's cool you're doing the school thing. I'm actually, like, in the process of just got my associates in December and trying to figure out what I want to do for my bachelor's. So I get the school thing. I understand that college is, like, top dog. It's got to be top priority, man. So that's awesome to hear, and it's awesome that you're still making time to jump on here with us and fill in for my boy Jason, who's just stuck at work this week. So
hey, no problem at all.
Well, you mentioned Bellator, which struck a match in the back of my head. We actually probably won't be having a show next week. There'll be more news of that we'll say for sure within the next couple days on the Facebook page at Full Guard Fight Radio. But next Thursday night, me and my co-host Jason, we should be attending Bellator 94 together here in Tampa. So we'll let our if you follow us on Facebook, we'll let you know as soon as we can. But probably won't have a show next Thursday because we will be out at Bellator here in Tampa. So psyched about that. I was at Bellator 72. And I believe Jason was at Bellator, I think, I want to say 80, and just can't say how awesome they are out there and how great of a job that they do. So super psyched to be back. And, I mean, probably even more excited, even more than actually being at another Bellator event, super psyched about getting to finally meet Jason. I down here in Florida, have never met or been face-to-face of any sort with any of the Team Madhouse crew. And I'm super psyched to be able to bring Team Madhouse together next Thursday. So I hope everything works out and that he's able to get up here for it. It's about a 2-hour drive for him from Cape Coral, but I know he's planning on being here, and I'm planning on tag teaming Bellator together next week. So I know Bellator's on right now, and I like an idiot, forgot to turn on my TV and watch it in the background like I usually do, but so I was preoccupied, got a lot on my mind and about the show tonight, just ready to go. We should be getting on with Dwayne and Ralph here any minute now. I know they're psyched to jump on with us. We're their favorite. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say we're their favorite show. So We got Dwayne ready to go. We'll go ahead and jump in with him, and then we'll wait for Ralph to call. So, Mr. Spires, how are you this evening?
I am doing great, Matthew. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great, dude. I can't tell you how excited I am.
Yeah, it is. It is crazy. WCFL 3 is right around the corner. Working hard, working to both. It's going to be insane, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's awesome. There's so much. I was getting ready to go into the other big part of what the 30th has, and got sidetracked with some stuff, but that worked out for the best, because now that I've got you on the phone, I'll just give it to you, man. I know that WCFL 3 is going to be a huge event, but that's like the second half of what's going to be a big day for you guys. So why don't you go ahead and talk about what the first part of next Saturday is going to be.
Yeah, so, you know, we've got this amazing venue. It's going to be at the Hilton downtown Tampa. Huge place, three times the size of our last venue. We actually outgrew the last venue, and we have all this extra space. And we said, you know what, we want to pack this day with activities for everybody. So we formed an organization called Art of Grappling USA. And what we're doing, we're having our inaugural grappling tournament, the very first tournament that's going to be for kids and teens only. This is going to be ages 3 through 17. We have students that are already registered from all across the state, all the way up through Orlando to Jacksonville. We've got people coming in from Lakeland, Clearwater, St. Pete, everywhere. We've got kids lined up for this already. What's going to be exciting about this tournament, we're doing gi and no gi competition. We've got participation trophies for every kid, and then the kids that place actually get larger trophies. So that way all the young kids go home, they're happy, and then, of course, we acknowledge the winners. We've got some amazing referees. I mean, this is just going to be a phenomenal event. And then after that event is done, then we're switching gears. The room's going to get changed up. The cages, WCFL 3 is going to be held. Doors open at 5 o'clock. First fight starts at 6. And it is going to be insane. We've got 5 title fights. We've got some names that have been on the show before. We've got David Mundell coming back. We've got Cam Taylor coming back. We've got a new guy, Michael D'Angelo, who's coming from the East Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many names on this card that I wouldn't even be able to remember everybody off the top of my head.
Yeah, dude, and D'Angelo, dude is sick. I've got a lot of respect for that guy. I've seen him fight the one time. We actually had him on the show here a few weeks back, and he, to me, is probably the most one of the most professional-ready amateurs in the state right now. Before we even move on, your business partner, your partner in crime, is with us too, so I want to go ahead and bring him in. Ralph, how you doing tonight, man? Are you there, Ralph? I think maybe we lost him. Ralph was there. We'll see if we can get him back in with us. But yeah, you there, Ralph?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey, how's it going, man?
Good, man. How's it going, man?
Doing great. We were actually, you know, just talking a little bit about the card and talking about some of the names on it.
Yeah.
I was
so far, 20
about,
fights, man.
Yeah, I know. It's insane, man. We're gonna have gonna be a nice long day. Be getting there first thing in the morning and be hanging out with you guys all day. I'm excited for it, but. We were just
awesome.
Talking about Mike D'Angelo, and I was just saying basically I've met the guy just the one time, you know, back at the All Sports Arena fight, and just talking with him and his dad and his brother, like, just carry themselves with such high integrity and respect and sportsmanship for the sport, and I can't wait to watch him fight. And I saw Cam Taylor fight at you guys' first event, and just became an instant fan of that guy too. I honestly think that's probably going to be fight of the night. And it's a hard to pick because you guys have one hell of a stacked card. So that's going out on a limb. But I really think Cam Taylor and Michael D'Angelo could be fight of the night.
We're so excited about this card. It's like kids at a candy store. And we talk about the place. Every time we go to the venue, every time we look at the fight card, every time we think about the kids grappling tournament, it's just going to be a long, long day. Actually, a long week, because I got one of our guys, Ivan Devalle, fighting in and Bellator on Thursday, so it's going to be a long week, but it's going to be well worth it, man.
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because I know, you know, with all that you guys have going on with the WCFL event coming up, you've also got to prepare one of your guys for Bellator 94 next week in Tampa. So, I mean, to take a minute away from the WCFL and talk about that. What's that been like, and how's Ivan feeling about his fight?
Oh, he's feeling awesome, man. And usually he fights at 155. For this fight, he's going to fight at 170. So he's walking around about 175. So it's, you know, he gets to eat what he wants. And every time he works out, he drops to 169, 170 easy. So it's like it's enjoyable this time. Last time he had to make 153 to do a catch weight with a last-minute fight when he usually fights at 155. And we had a seven-hour drive to Pennsylvania. That really sucked.
Dang, man, that was – that was the island fights right up in, like, Pensacola or whatever?
Yeah, good organization, and we would fight for them again. Like, they're top-notch. Just that seven-hour drive, you know, dropping weight really sucks.
Yeah. Right on. So, you know, not to be rude, my normal co-host, Jason London, he's out tonight. I got a special one of our Team Madhouse members, Spencer Diablo. He's been, you know, stepped up last minute for us and has spent, like, the last couple hours, like, studying you guys, the website and stuff, and is coming at it at an all-time pro. So I don't know if he's got any questions for you guys, as I know he's been, like, reading up on the event and the website for the last couple hours. So he's a little new to the promotion because he's a Ohio guy and they don't know any better. But we're going to have a couple of the guys on tonight. We're going to have, you know, the Ghost guy I love talking to and Ladarius Jackson.
Nice.
Let's talk about that Ladarius and Amar fight. It's going to be your main event for the 170 strap. How are you guys feeling? Do you guys really – I mean, what are you guys – what's your aspect and your viewpoint on this fight?
Man, I can tell you right now that these two guys are training harder than ever for this title. You know, you've got Jackson, who's undefeated. He's an incredible wrestler. He comes in with a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
Take a look at Amar Short, man. Amar is no joke. This guy is training with Gracie Baja Orlando. He has an amazing jiu-jitsu game. He can finish guys off on the ground. And he's got some solid strikes, too. And Ralph, what do you think is going to go down?
I wish this fight would have ground and pound, man. It just sucks that Amar's one fight short of being able to do that, because I think it would make the fight that much better. But like you said, it's Ladarius is wrestling in this area. There's nobody at that level for his wrestling. But Amar's got the whole package. He's got the stand-up, and he's got the jiu-jitsu. So it's going to be very interesting. And I think it's going to be whoever wants it more, man.
Yeah, it's definitely true, definitely true. I think we're going to see a lot of takedowns from Ladarius. I think he's going to be pretty active in that realm. But once he hits the ground, man, it's anybody's game. You know, Amar can definitely come through with the submission, so we'll see what happens. And then let's talk about Brinson and Ghost.
Oh yeah.
Those guys are gonna rock the house, I think. And we also have another heavyweight bout too, Mark Mendez, with Combat Arts Institute, with a 9-8 record, against Dominic Tominelli, who's 3-0, man. So two big heavyweight fights that night.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, this guy Mendez. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Wayne.
I was just going to say, this guy, Mark Mendez, with a 9-8 record, he has been waiting to fight pro for quite a while now. So he's just basically staying warm by taking this fight. I personally haven't seen him fight, but I can tell you right now that Dominic Tominelli, this guy is not to be messed with. I mean, if you saw him at WCFL 2, he came in and was just destroying his opponent. I mean, the strikes on this guy, you could feel the impact halfway through general admission seating. I mean, this is this is going to be a crazy fight to see.
Yeah, he's nasty. I was just going to say, you know, talking about the heavyweights and the fact that Tominelli and Ghost are probably two of the most notable heavyweights throughout the middle of the state here. Ghost, just with that one fight, he made such a huge statement just with his one fight, and I know he had a fight at WCFL 2 and just some opponent didn't show up and stuff, and this fight with Brinson, I know there's a little bad blood. The guys aren't best friends, to say the least. So I know that once that cage locks and the ref says go, I know those guys are going to bring it, and I know the intensity that Ghost comes at the fight game with, and I just can't wait. On the subject of the heavyweights, do you guys have any ideas on what you want to do for the a heavyweight title?
We can't give you all our plans right now, man. We can't give you all our plans.
Hey, I'm not doing my job if I don't ask the questions like that, right?
Yeah, we talked about
it. Put it this way. Either Mark or, any of those guys, if Brinson wins or if Ghost wins, either one of those guys would be exciting to watch them fight. Tominelli, I mean, it could go either way. I mean, it's a toss-up right now. Either one of those guys fighting each other would be exciting.
Harp lurking in the wings. Chris Harp wants a rematch with Tominelli, and he wants Ghost too. So you got a lot of heavyweights out there, you know, looking to make a statement. But what I'm kind of interested in, because I've never to this day have ever seen a boring girl fight. We have our first 115-pound WCFL girl fight. We have Ingrid Modrano making a debut out of AOL MMA versus Jill Valenzuela, 2-1 for Fighter Alley.
Right on.
Yeah, these girls are going to come in there and tear it up.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah,
man. Just drew a blank, but yeah, man. You know, as far as I see these guys fight. You know, I've seen Ghost fight. I've seen Tominelli fight, and I just like the two of those guys meeting each other would be kind of like one of the biggest fights in this state. I dream for that, and I hope to see it at one of your events here in the future, but. If I don't ask the boundary pushing questions, then I'm not doing my job right. So I had to throw that heavyweight title question out there, you know. But now, as I said before we got on with you guys, I mean this is not just another WCFL event. This is a historic event right now because you guys are going to be the first people here in the state, at least here in Central Florida that I know of, to be able to.
Yeah.
To institute the newly passed ground and pound rule. So, I mean, like you said to start, Ralph, it's like kids in a candy shop. I mean, that's got to just, like, up the excitement to an unspeakable level, the fact that you guys are going to be the ones that get to break in this new rule and take full advantage of probably the best decision that the commissions here in the state have made in a while. So, I mean, what's that like to be able to be the people to welcome in this awesome new rule?
Now, if you think about this, our doors have been fight start at 6. We're stacking this card. We're mixing in fight after fight, guys that can ground and pound, and then guys that can't. So I'm telling everybody right now that's listening into this, show up late, okay? Get there between 5 and 6 o'clock, pick good seat, and get ready, because from the first fight all the way until the last, it is going to be an insane roller coaster of action. All right, you see fights that get finished early in the first round. We're going to start seeing more TKOs. It's going to get a lot bloodier all around. It's going to make an exciting card that you do not want to miss out on.
Right on, man. You got anything to add to that, Ralph? Or, I mean, did he pretty much just...
Man, I'm just excited about the whole thing and being the first ones in this area, maybe even the state of Florida, to be able to do it. It's awesome, man. It's like making history.
Now,
hey guys, this is Spencer here. Obviously, I said before from Ohio, in our ground and pound rule, we've never really had one. How did that work beforehand, and like how did they change it? Like what's the change? What's the big change with it?
Basically, you know, if the guys would go down to the ground, they were allowed to strike to the body, but they were not allowed to strike or punch to the face. So typically what you would find is the guys that, you know, would favor their grappling ability, they would get on the floor and they would turn it into a jiu-jitsu game. We were talking with John Prisco, CEO of FFC, and he said, you know, what's happening right now is it is training these amateur MMA fighters to develop very deadly and very bad habits. Because when they turn pro and these guys are punching them in the face and they're not used to keeping their hands up, they're not used to respecting the strikes, they're going to be sitting duck. These guys are going to be just getting destroyed. So now that the commission passed the legislation that if you have 3 fights or more, you can strike to the face, now these guys are going to have a better feel of what it's going to be like to actually turn pro. So they're going to be more prepared. It's going to produce better and stronger fighters. And also, it's going to really prove to these amateurs if they want to become pros or not. You know, you got a lot of these guys that get excited about this pipe dream of being pro and fighting for the, you know, XFC or RFC or Bellator or UFC or whatever, and think that they're going to go all the way. And then as soon as they, you know, get deployed one time, it crushes them. So I think this is going to be sort of a proving grounds and an opportunity for these amateur fighters to see if this is really what they want in their life. And regardless, man, it's going to be insane. These fights are going to be exciting.
That's very true. Nothing like a shot to the face to make you think about whether you want to do it anymore or not.
A little bit of extra blood in the cage.
We have a lot of guys from your Gator MMA team on there too, man. So we got a lot of guys from Very World true. Class, a lot of guys from Gator MMA. So
hey guys,
you,
Gracie
hey
West.
Guys,
we got a guy from Gracie South.
Hey guys, this is Skip. I'm running the board tonight from Madhouse. Let me ask you, you guys were touching on the ground issue. Predominantly before this rule change, how did the kids train in a gym? Did they train full contact, you know, when they were preparing for a fight, even though they knew they couldn't do everything?
No, the way it works, because you don't want them to slip up in the cage and get disqualified. All my amateurs always train just hitting to the body. My pros always train elbows, punches, and all that you can hit to the face. So it is always separate, you know, when you're training with those guys at the pros and ammies. When it came to striking, they were different rules. But if you let the ammies train the same way the pros do, they're going to be, you know, it's going to be in the heat of the moment. They're going to throw a punch or an elbow, and guess what? They're going to get disqualified.
Yeah.
Okay, Spencer, let me just get one quick follow-up to that. So how difficult now is it for you to train those same kids in extending their movements to the upper part of the body?
It's not, man. It's just it's a natural. They've been waiting for it. So now they're happy. So instead of sitting here and maybe doing reverse scarf and punching to the body, into the legs, or going mount and just punching to the sternum area and not really nothing going on, now they get to go regular scarf and they can punch to the face, then go to full mount and unload on the face and make the guy give his back up, or maybe even give an arm bar. So submission is going to be a lot easier.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of first-round finishes.
Yeah, excited about that.
Yeah.
I know. Ladarius has been, you know, like Ralph said, there's five Gator guys fighting on this card, and I get the honor to train with these guys and to see what they're doing to get ready for their fights and stuff. And Ladarius has really been stepping it up. He's really, really got his head in the game and really ready to go. You know, he heard, you know, Amar was training some wrestling over there and practice on wrestling, and he respected it, but at the same time, you know, the level that Ladarius is at on the mat is insane. And I know that Amar's no slump. No disrespect to Amar. Amar's a beast too. I've seen him fight at, you know, he's fought at both of you guys' events so far, and that just has the ability to be such a phenomenal fight, a pro level fight, if even so.
Definitely.
You know, what's funny about that is on the on Facebook, I saw someone put a trend. They were talking about Darius Jackson fighting Dave Mundell. That would be an awesome fight. A lot of fans want to see that fight. If it just so happens, I think whoever wins that fight between Amar and Ladarius, maybe they should defend that title versus Dave Mundell in our May show.
Let's put it up there. That's going to be one hell of a fight.
Wow. That's look at that, Ralph. That is awesome. I absolutely could not agree more, man.
Makes perfect sense, man. You've got David Mundell, who, you know, gets to fight at 170, and that's what he wants his pro weight to be. So everything works out. We did such a Clearwater MMA, and see what's going on, and we'll see if we can get him on board for fighting the winner.
Unless Andrew Marsh has something to say about that, because he had an impressive head kick knockout at the Gator MMA show. So at the MMA, anything can happen.
Right on, man. Yeah.
That's good.
Now to talk, let's see, man. Which title? There's so many title fights here. I really want to talk about this. The 155. We talked a little about it at the beginning, but this D'Angelo versus Cam Taylor fight. It's just like I said to start off. I really think this D'Angelo just, you know, Randy Hernandez is a hell of a fighter. You know, that was D'Angelo's last opponent at the ABC card in Newport Richie last month, but. D'Angelo picked him apart from beginning to end, completely dominated.
You know what that fight was like, Matthew, that fight was exactly like St. Pierre and Nick Diaz. You had one guy trying to intimidate the other guy, trying to get in his head, and the other guy still was a sportsmanship, had good sportsmanship the whole fight, and ended up dominating the fight. That's what I compare it to.
I actually would agree with that very much. I actually couldn't agree more with that statement. Actually, you kind of stumped me, but...
Hey, I've been in this field a little bit, man, so...
no doubt about that, man. Got the utmost respect for both of you guys, and I know that you guys have been doing this a long time before you decided to come together. And actually, while I got that on my mind, you know, both of you guys have been around this a long time, done a lot in this field. What was the – I think it's the first time – we've had both of you guys on the show before, but I think it's the first time we've had you guys together on the show. So what went into the decision to come together and form this promotion and go into business together? Cause since you guys have both had such big paths in this, like, how did the World Class Fight come together?
It's a good question, man. You know, we've been in the game a long time, and we've seen so many promotions, not only, here in the state of Florida, but in other states. And we have had conversations about why other promotions are failing or, you know, what are they doing well and what are they not doing well. And when Ralph and I joined forces, we said, look, we're going to commit to a couple things. One is we're not going to be cheap. We're going to be willing to spend money to get the best venues. We're going to be willing to spend money to get the best videography. We want to be able to give back to the fighters, okay? We want to be able to have these fighters come in and enjoy their fight and be comfortable and to be in these exclusive venues that nobody else is willing to spend money on. That was one thing we agreed on. The other thing is we wanted to stand by our word. If we say we're going to do something, it's going to happen, bottom line. So the third thing is we want to, you know, we just want to make sure that the fans have a great experience. So when we started talking about this, it just made sense. We came in with a lot of experience in the game. We had the same vision. We're compassionate to the fighters. We understand what the fans want. And we just want BCFL to be the best. You know, we want this to be the biggest promotion ever. And I think anybody that shows up on March 30th is going to be blown away. And I think, you know, there's a lot to be said for the amount of sponsorships we've been attracting. We've got David Singletary with Bella Med Spa that came on as our title sponsor. This guy has huge support. We've got Blue Island Beer. They're coming out. They're doing drink specials that night. We've got sponsors that are definitely helping us get to that next level because they also believe in this vision. So when we look at it, Alf, I think you could agree, man, we've got a solid team. You know, you've got the most amazing matchmaking skills ever. When you find these fighters and put them together, you know, they're coming out there and they're putting on a great show. And everybody that saw WCFL 2 would see how amazing these fights were. There were so many decisions because these guys were equally matched. You know, so to answer your question, man, it was just a common vision and a lot of energy and motivation behind it.
And we both own our own schools, man. So we've done business in the past together. And I had a little bit of a bad business deal with another business partner that I had. So you know, me and Dwayne have always talked and we've always been friends. So Dwayne told me, hey, if you ever decide to still go this route, you know, give me a call. And that's what I did. We sat down, we talked. I told him what I was looking for. He told me what he was looking for. And it works out perfect because I think what he brings to the table and what I bring to the table are two different things. So when you put them together and everybody, you know, we both have that fire, man. We're trying to push this thing and we're motivated. It just takes us to the next level. And on that same note, with our Art of Grappling, same thing.
Yeah.
We brought in Christina Rodriguez because
Midget
she's
Twister.
Another one. Yeah, Midget Twister because she got that same vision and she won't accept anything less than the best. So it's the same exact thing.
Right on.
Best
and, venues,
best fans, best fighters.
And to roll along with talking about not settling and going with the best, I want to talk about your belts. You're not settling with just run-of-the-mill belts. You went to the best in the business to get your belts made, a company that actually sponsors our show. They're new sponsors to us within the last couple of weeks, and it was pleasantly surprised to see that. ProAmBelts.com, just the absolute best. It takes 2 minutes of looking at their website to see their quality and what they can do. So how did you guys get hooked up with them?
I saw them on Facebook. I think I might have saw your post, man. And then I said, you know what, let me give this guy a call. I called him. We played phone tag like for one whole day because we're both busy. And then I finally got a hold of Josh and we talked, man. We talked for maybe about 30, 40 minutes. And I told him, you know, put everything on the table, told him about our business. I gave him our website so he could look at it. And, you know, pretty much he's a stand-up guy. And I see where he's, you know, he takes pride in what he does. And it's the same thing that we do. We put pride in what we do. So we're not going to put our name on something unless we're proud of it. You know what I'm saying? So what,
exactly.
Why are we going to settle for these second-rate belts that we had before? We're going to move it up. We want belts to be proud of. And I mean, this is just the first step. We're talking about making a custom World-Class Fight League belt eventually down the road.
Definitely.
Right on. Now we're going to wrap up with you guys here in the next couple of minutes and let you guys go and get on with your evening. Before that, I mean, is there any shout-outs either one of you guys want to give? I know you got a lot of guys that are...
Yeah, Dwayne, who's the new oral dentist sponsor that we just picked up? Rob.
Yeah, we've got Dr. Rob. I believe his last name is pronounced Mycod. or McCod, and he's in Tampa. McCod. He's a periodontist. Yeah, he does amazing custom mouthpieces. If you want to check him out, again, Bella Med Spa in Tampa, they're amazing. You've got Dr. Yvette Suarez. She does everything from plastic surgery all the way down to Botox to they're doing testosterone therapy treatment. I mean, just everything that you can imagine for your body, they've got it hooked up. We've got the Penthouse Club, Burton Gonzalez. DNC supplements. I mean, these are all huge supporters. We can't forget about Wolfpack Martial Arts. They're right there in Tampa. Mm-hmm. They've got all of your thing. You know, any martial arts supply you need, check them out, Wolfpack Martial Arts. Shout out to the Hilton downtown Tampa.
Yep, and also shout out to RFC and XFC, always looking to scout fighters. And, you know, Dave Mundell from one of our shows is still under contract with RFC, so he's going to wait till their July show to go pro. But he's, like I said, we'll get him on this card. He still wants to, you know, keep fighting. And maybe on our May show, maybe make that big fight with him again if he wins his fight. And XFC also, so.
Yeah, I talked to Mundell's trainer today, man. He said that the May show looks like it's going to be a good fit for him. And then he's going to be fighting for the RFC. They're coming back to Tampa in July,
I believe July 26th, yeah.
Yeah, July 26th, yep. Awesome.
Yeah. And then social media, where are you guys, where can you guys be located?
Yeah, man, guys, check us out. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/worldclassfightleague, and then you can find more information about Art of Grappling. This time, like I said, it's the kids and teens tournament. The next time around, it's going to be June the 29th. We're going to have the adult grappling competition. So you can find us at facebook.com/artofgrapplingusa. And then, again, our websites are worldclassfightleague.com and artofgrapplingusa.com.
And what's our Twitter again?
At worldclassfl.
Worldclassfl. At worldclassfl.
And a quick shout-out to Pro-Am Belts again for hooking it up with the belts, man. Can't say enough about Josh and those guys.
Definitely. And one last thing, if you guys are looking to, you know, pre-register for the grappling tournament, you can go online to artofgrapplingusa.com, pre-register, and then we also have tickets for sale right now at worldclassfightleague.com. You can also, I think we have 3 VIP tables left, 6 people. You get a liquor bottle, mixers and everything. I believe that's $600. And then general admission, you know, starts at $25 and up. So
then we also have preferred seating, $35.
Yep. Preferred, and then VIP is $50, and we're selling tickets, like I said, online and then at the door the day of the event.
Right on. Before we let you go, any last thing you want to say? What can you promise MMA fans that they're going to see next Saturday?
Huge variety of exciting fights. It's going to be bloody. It's going to get messy. These 5 titles, whoever wins these 5 titles, and, you know, it's just going to the grappling tournament's legit. If you've got a kid in the area that's looking to grapple and be a champion, bring him out. But this is going to be one amazing venue. You know, we like to say we've got the best venue, the best fighters, and the best fans. And MMA starts right here. World Class Fan.
And not only that, man, we also have the best support system. We have people from all our schools coming together to help us out, man. And we don't even have to ask. They come up to us, and they see what we see, and they want to help out. They want to be a part of it. Like our guy, the best glove guy in the business, Mike Soriano, man.
Sure thing. Right on, and then we've got Maria from the Penthouse Club. We want to shout out to Maria.
Can't say enough about Maria either. Yep.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you guys joining us. It's always a pleasure having you guys on. You guys are 2 of my favorites. So thanks for jumping on. March 30th at the Hilton Downtown Tampa, World Class Fight League 3 Breaking Point.
And you said you're going to be there early, right? So bring me some coffee. I like a Dunkin' Donuts.
I will be there.
Medium
I will
hot.
Be there all day, sir. I will be there all day. Absolutely, man.
Hey, Matthew, so will you be doing live results to the website for all the fans that can't make it, or will you be doing a recap at the end of the night?
I will be doing both. My live results will be coming, and then I will have a recap up that week within the next day as usual, man. I try my best to do both. I actually have an article coming out within the next couple of days previewing the event, kind of telling you some more info about it if you weren't able to get on with us tonight and listen. But live results as well as a follow-up for these guys. Always, I do my best for these guys.
Great. We appreciate everything you do too, Matthew. Thanks, man.
All right, man. Well, you guys have a great night, all right?
Have a good night.
Yeah, man, it's like I said, two of my favorite guys in this business. Always nice, you know, from the moment they met me, been great to me and made me feel real comfortable at their events. And every time I go to one of their events, I leave kind of in awe, man, of the stuff that they put on. So excited to get out there next Saturday, bright and early, watch the kids grapple and have some fun, and then get ready to see some serious, some bloody fights that night. So sorry you didn't get many words in there, Spencer. There are some awesome guys to talk to. I'm glad you got to kind of sit in and listen to them, because they're pretty awesome dudes.
Hey, no, man, I'm just jumping on to help you out. You're the ringleader, man. But just a quick word about that. I mean, obviously, I'm up here. I've never attended any of the events down there. But it seems like they know exactly what they want to do. It seems like they're doing it perfectly. Just by looking at the fight card, looking at the records, and, I mean, while listening to them, looking up some of the fighters online, yeah, they got some quality guys and girls out there fighting. So if you're in, what is it, the Tampa area, definitely need to check that out. Unfortunately, I'm up here in the cold north northeast, so I will be checking out the results from you, man.
Yeah, I think it's cold here tonight too, man. Don't think that you're the only one in the cold. It's like in the 40s here tonight, so that's pretty cold.
What are you guys talking about? It snowed all day here.
we weren't talking to you, though.
Yeah, right on.
Hey, I will tell you guys, let me jump in real quick. You guys have got to check out the replay on the nut shot, dude. I mean, homeboy quit. He refused to fight.
That was,
Spirit Wolf.
Versus Marcus Davis?
Dude, yeah, he took a BS groin shot and then laid on the ground, and, like, even to the point where he wanted them to carry him out on a stretcher.
Ah, well, never was really a fan of Spirit Wolf, so.
So I wanted to see Davis knock him out, but didn't happen. But, yeah, just so you guys, other than that, they've been replaying all the undercard fights because they were all, like, 20-second finishes.
Doesn't one of Jorge Gurgel's guy fight tonight?
I think so. I do know that you guys have got to check out that 9-second knockout from the Englishman, Michael Page, that he knocked that dude out clean.
I've never heard of him, but how long has he been around?
I think this is his second fight in Bellator. He's 4-0 as a pro. He's from England. Nasty, nasty hands, man. Great footwork, man. He got in on the guy rushing in and just plow, it was over.
Nice.
Yeah, man. I usually have Beltran on in the background every week. I turn it on and turn the volume down and just kind of like peek in every now and then to see what's going on, and I completely forgot tonight. But I know that week after week, man, it doesn't matter who's on their cards, Bellator events are some of the best out there, man. I just love Bellator. I love watching them, love supporting them, and just so excited if everything works out for me and Jason to be out there next week at Bellator 94 down here in Tampa. So,
yeah, of course.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say, of course, as soon as I join Team Madhouse, of course Bellator stops coming to Ohio.
That's all right.
You got a shout out, man. You just got to put them on the spot. Hey, Bjorn Revney, man, listen to Pablo Diablo, man. Get Bellator going back through Ohio so our boy here can check out one of your events, man. There's not an experience like being at a Bellator event, man. I've never been in a UFC event, and I know that's, you know, UFC's the top dog in the planet. I understand that, but,
nope.
But Bellator is so good to their you know, and I'm not saying UFC's the top dog. They're the biggest. They're the most wide scale is kind of what I mean by that, But Bellator, man, they're so good to their press. They treat you so good, and they take good care of you. And it was such an awesome experience being at Bellator 72, and I just can't wait to be back at Bellator 94. And Bjorn Rebney's got to be one of the most down to earth guys out there. And he's running a big time major promotion. Just a big fan of him, and big fan of what they're doing at Bellator. So, you know, Bjorn, I know you're not listening because you're at an event right now, but if this gets to Bjorn's ears somehow, get Bellator back through Ohio so our boy here can come check out your event. So,
That's all I'm asking for.
I did my part, Spencer. No promises, but...
I just tweeted to you and Matthew, hands down, over every organization in the world, the greatest promotion and event to go to. And they are starting round two this year for their $1 million tournament. So, oh, yeah. I just sent you guys the trailer for the first season. Dude, Jonathan Nutt, game on, all I got to say.
So, let's switch scales here real quick. We're all familiar with Jacob the Bull Brown. I know that Skippy, you've known him and Joe quite a while, and you guys have talked with that with his family a long time, even well before I came into the Madhouse picture. But I've had the pleasure of getting to know them, you know, over the last 5 or 6 months, and especially over the last couple weeks, and they've been here in the area training at Gator, and I got the utmost respect for the family, for Joe and Marva and Jacob and Isaiah, Jacob's older brother Isaiah. We've rolled and trained together. He's a wealth of knowledge himself. And Jacob Brown got called out this week. He's got somebody out there, one of the top kids in the sport, that want him. They want to take him on. Little Rhonda Varela down out of Miami, Florida, has called Jacob out. Says that she will beat him, wants to go with him. So I love to see that, because I love to see these future stars and some of these future fighters getting together and working together and getting to train and compete against each other. I think it's awesome when you get some of the top kids, the top future champs, in the same place and going at it. So that's going to be like coming up next week. I know Joe Brown's going to give me more info when he knows exactly when they're going down there, but it's going to be, I think that's going to be awesome. I know, knowing Marva, Jacob's mom Marva, knowing how she is, I know there'll be plenty of video of it. She's holding on to video right now of a bunch of those little future fighter punks jumping me and beating me up. I got Ethan Blevins, the Bull, and Kaylin Mito Kelly, as well as Ariana, Ethan's older sister Ariana, kind of gang jumped me, took me down, and started beating me up. So she's holding on to some video of that, which I appreciate, because that's these little kids. You know, I had to teach them a lesson. They might have jumped me, but I ended up coming out the winner there. So probably better that she holds on to that, so those kids' reputation isn't shattered. But yeah, man, basically my point is that's gonna be awesome when Jacob goes down there and him and Lil Rhonda get to roll and compete against each other. So excited to see some of that. Excited for what Future Fighters has going on. Future Fighters is a co-sponsor of the show here, as we try to sponsor them too. And they're just great people, Barbara Garnett and Bryce Fishinghawk, what they're doing for the kids. The Future Fighters magazine is actually set to come out, I want to say end of April, beginning of May, something like that. And there's going to be some great articles in there about some of these kids and these future stars. So check them out, futurefighters.com, and look forward to some great things from them. I'll be doing some contributing to them once the magazine starts rolling, doing some articles and stuff for them as well. I got a big passion for these kids and think it's a great, great thing to watch these kids learn the martial arts and to have this discipline. You know, it makes me jealous. I wish I could have done it as a kid too. So, but
hey, you said it yourself. They're the future. They're the future of the sport.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. We're gonna we got a couple minutes. We're gonna be jumping in with Andrew Gonitsky, the ghost. He's a heavyweight fighter out of the area here. He's actually one of Ralph's fighters out of World Class Martial Arts. And we didn't get to talk to Ralph too much about his gym. We had so much to talk about, but he is the head trainer and owner at World Class Martial Arts in Tampa, Florida, and he's got a few guys fighting on this card, as well as his fighter Ivan Del Valle fighting on Bellator 94 next week. So both of those guys wear so many hats in this business, and they're very busy, so really appreciate when they can take some time out to jump on here with us and talk some stuff. So I want to thank those guys again, and thank Andrew ahead of time for jumping on and talking with us tonight. I know he's got a lot going on in his personal life, and got a lot of respect for him to jump on and talk with us tonight. So we're looking forward to doing that, to talk with him in a few minutes. And real quick, man, what do you think about these fighters this week from the UFC on Fuel Card getting getting a couple of them suspended, a couple of guys released for these drug issues, man. It seems like an ongoing issue that doesn't seem to be getting wrapped up anytime soon. So, I mean, what's your outlook on that?
Well, first of all, it's unacceptable. But let me just say, Alex Caceres accepted his punishment. Ricky Fukuda did not. He's making up excuses. That's even worse. Just accept it. Do what you have to do. And, I mean, Fukuda got cut, didn't he?
I'm not sure. I know LeVar Johnson was cut. He was suspended. He got suspended by the commission, but then I believe today the UFC announced they were cutting him because he's got a couple straight losses, and with the drugs, they just went ahead and let him go. So I don't remember who else got cut. I know it was a few people, but I saw today that LeVar Johnson had been cut as well.
Well, I know Caceres is only his fight was moved to no contest, and he's suspended for 6 months, and he has to do rehab or something. I'm not sure about Ricky Fukuda. I just know that he didn't accept the punishment. He's making excuses for it. And first of all, don't do it. You signed the contract. You know what's illegal, or at least you should. So there's really no excuse for it. I hate it. It's bad for the sport.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more, dude. That got nothing to add to that because I agree wholeheartedly. I think that these guys, and not just with MMA fighters, but with professional athletes, they know what kind of testing they're going to undergo before and after a fight, right? You know, the same goes for these baseball players that are juicing up and roiding all the time. Like, you're a professional athlete, you know you are going to be susceptible to drug tests. Why do you risk that by going out and still doing this crap and putting your livelihood on the line? This is your paycheck. This is your job you're talking about. And sometimes these guys, and I know some of them, I know a couple of these guys I think were suspended just for, like, supplements that you can find in, like, protein shakes and, like, pre-workout things, which to me is a little iffy. But some of these guys that are taking, like, these guys that are legit taking illegal substances, I just think that you're an idiot if you don't realize you're going to get busted. So I think there's no excuse for it, and it's a black eye. It's a black eye to professional sports altogether when you see this, whether it's baseball, whether it's football, whatever it is, or whether it's MMA. But especially for MMA, which is still, in my opinion, MMA is in its infancy because the sky's the limit to the popularity and to the potential that the sport of MMA has. And I still think it's growing and still having a hard time being accepted in some areas in the mainstream. So when this stuff kind of comes out, I think you're right. It's a black eye for the sport. I think we need more guys taking it seriously. We need guys to better represent the sport than to just be having what's in the news be about guys failing drug tests. So I think something's
exactly
got to change.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say MMA is a younger sport, like you said baseball. It's way younger than baseball. And, I mean, it's going to build and become more popular with just the mainstream culture. We can't be having all these failed drug tests and stuff. It just looks bad. And, I'm obviously younger. I'm in college. And, I mean, these kids talking about, oh, there's no difference between this and all the fake stuff. I mean, it's just giving them something to argue about, and which is honestly just annoying. So the fighters are not only hurting themselves, their own career, but they're making the sport look bad.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I want to say real quick before we're getting ready to jump in, just some local stuff here. I like to give updates and stuff on things that are going on in my area and stuff. Ethan Lionheart Blevins, who has been nursing a broken collarbone for the last few weeks, is actually real close to being back to full health. You know, he's taking good care of it. Him and Daniel Blevins, they've done a good job of keeping him on the sidelines. You can't keep him from coaching. This kid's, you know, like his nickname says, Lionheart. He's got such a warrior spirit, and he's got such a passion for his teammates and stuff. So he's been coaching like crazy, like never before. He's getting back to full health, and should be competing real soon. And I know he was really excited. He was hoping to compete on March 30th at the Art of Grappling USA. Still kind of not sure if that's going to happen, but just want to say I can't wait to watch him. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen videos of him, Spencer. If you just Google him, I'm sorry, if you YouTube him, you can watch all kinds of videos about him and competitions and stuff. The dude is sick, and he's only, you know, he's 8 years old, so he's beating guys 2-3 years older than him and stuff. So Check it out. He'll be back competing soon. We're going to jump right in with Andrew because I don't want to keep him waiting. I know he's got, you know, other stuff going on, and I got a lot of respect for him coming on with us tonight. So without further ado, man, the one and only, the ghost, Andrew Gwinnitsky. How you doing, brother? We got you there, Andrew?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for coming on with us tonight. I won't go into detail, man, but my prayers are with you and your family. Is, you know, you guys are having a hard time right now, so, you know, going through some stuff. And I just my prayers are with you. I hope it all blows over and everything is 100% with you soon, man. So mad respect for you to come on with us tonight and take some time out.
I definitely appreciate it, man. The prayers coming in, man, it's pretty good. Appreciate everybody.
Spencer, I don't know, the ghost here, he's a one and only fighter, one of Ralph's guys at World Class Martial Arts, supposed to have a fight at World Class Fight League 2 that fell through. A couple opponents just, didn't work out, and, I know from talking with him that day, he was ready to go to war, and I'm sure that's not changed. He's probably stepped it up a little bit, because, his opponent next Saturday is a guy I know that he I'll let him go into detail, but I know it's a guy that you're probably looking forward to beating pretty badly, huh, Andrew?
Yeah, it's nothing personal, you know, but yeah, I'm definitely itching for this one.
So what now, as a fan, which I know all fighters are fans also, because if you didn't love the sport as a fan, you wouldn't be where you are. So as a fan, man, just to sit back and see what's going on with the WCFL and seeing the success that Ralph and Dwayne are having. And I know, you know, Ralph's your coach and your captain there at WCMA. So, I mean, what's it like to just see the awesome success that the WCFL is having?
Well, I mean, it's pretty extraordinary, to be honest with you. You know, I got some contacts with people in California, Arizona, Chicago, New York, Jersey, you know, and apparently this amateur league is being spoken about throughout the country, you know, and I definitely salute, you know, my sensei Ralph Garcia and Dwayne Spires. You know, they're pushing and moving, you know, even though I spent most of my time training, you know, with our team captain, you know, Ivan Del Valle, who is fighting at Bellator next week at the USF Sundome. You know, that's who I mainly train with besides my team, you know, because Ralph's got a lot on his plate, but that doesn't stop him from, you know, coaching and training and also pushing the what seems to be the number one amateur league in the state of Florida.
Absolutely, man. I can't tell you how excited I am to see Ivan fight next week. I should actually be at Bellator and looking forward to seeing Ralph and watching Ivan go to war, man. Talk about, you know, I want to talk a lot about you, but real quick, what kind of a beast is Ivan, man? I've seen him fight once before, and the dude is just straight nasty.
Dude, let me tell you something, man. That dude, that's my big brother, man. That boy, his opponent, I'm not talking trash, but get ready for an ass-whooping, bro. We feed off of Ivan at World Class. You know, Ivan's hungry. You know, Ivan's going to lead the way for a lot of us to come for the next few years. And I'm telling you right now, that boy's coming to Bellator next week to whoop somebody's ass, and I guarantee you he's coming out with a W. And he's going to set the motive for Saturday, and then we're just going to follow in his shadows on Saturday, and we're going to do the same thing he's going to do on Thursday. And that's all of us are going to come out with W's.
Right on, man. And now let's shift right back to you, man. How are you feeling about your fight next Saturday? And are you doing anything different to get ready, or is it just business as usual?
Well, I mean, you know, every day at the office, you know, I get off of work at 7 a.m., go home, sleep 2-3 hours, spend some time with my daughters, and then go right to the office. You know, ain't nothing changed, just putting in just a little bit more hard times, and it's a little bit more hard times now than usual. You know, this month has been a little crazy, and, you know, and unfortunately my mom being in the hospital right now is just a little bit of the icing on the cake, but unfortunately it's shrunk my timer, you know, my timer, I'm ready to explode. You know, I'm going to say to my opponent, just be grateful that the fight isn't this Saturday.
Right on, man.
I got a lot of frustration to get out, you know, but anyways, you know, my ground game is, tightened up. You know, I heard he's one of the ones who wants to try to take me to the ground. You know, that's cool. Shout out to my guys at Champions MMA in Lakeland, you know, and my redneck brother Jesse Wood and Waimama, you know, for helping me on my ground game. You know, shout out to all the Team Southern Muscle guys out of Brandon and the NFE guys, no freaking excuses. You know, Derek Scott, he's an ex-boxer. He's been working with me, you know. Like I said, nothing's changed, man. Just another day in the office.
Right on, man. Now, I mean, I know this is probably an obvious answer, but are you thinking, you know, if you win this, not to look past your opponent? I never want to ask a fighter about looking past their current opponent, because you just don't do that. You're always focusing 100% on the guy in front of you and giving him your full respect.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get this win, are you looking to want to go for that heavyweight strap?
Of course. Anybody who's in the sport, excuse me, anybody that's in the sport that doesn't have their mind set on any type of belt, you know, just ain't got no business fighting, you know what I'm saying? Me, I just want something to give to my daughters and my wife and say, you know, look, daddy did it, you know? I mean, like I told you guys before, my living circumstances hasn't changed. It's, you know, still in a bad predicament, it's in, but, you know, at least for me to give my girls something for them to be proud of their daddy, this ain't gonna stop. I'm gonna keep going, you know. And I was just told about a week ago, somebody wants to issue me a challenge 3 weeks after this fight next weekend. You know, how does somebody determine that you know, the outcome of a fight, you know, 2 weeks prior to the fight, and then go ahead and say, yeah, I want to issue him a challenge 3 weeks later? You know, come on now. That's cool. I'm glad I got that target on my back. But I'm telling you right now, I'm hungry enough to just, you know, possibly go ahead and swallow that up and take it, but we'll see what the outcome is, you know. I got a lot of respect for Ryan Brinson and Gracie Baja Orlando, you know, and I know the dude ain't coming to make love to me, that's for sure. So, you know, I know we're going to get in there and we're going to bang out, you know. So,
yeah.
Like I said, I know what they're preparing to do to me, and I know what I'm preparing to do to him, and, you know, it's going to be a war, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But depending on the outcome, you know, we'll see how fast the next fight picks up.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I don't know. I know when I hear something like that, when you're saying, you know, so there's somebody basically calling you out saying they want you. To me, I'm in an outside perspective. I'm not a fighter. Would never try. I could never even understand the mindset of a fighter. Just because you guys there's got to be so much that goes into being a fighter, and I got the utmost respect. Anytime that somebody steps into a cage to fight, just think that, you know, they're warriors. All of you guys are warriors. And to have that, to say somebody wants to fight you, from my perspective, looks like they've got a lot of respect for you, and they want to test their abilities against you in the cage. I mean, there's anybody out there that they could fight, and by them saying that they specifically want you, that tells me that people are watching you and going, you know what? This guy is sick. This guy is a top-level guy. I want to face him to see if I'm a top-level guy. So that's how I see it. I mean, I don't know how you see it, but to me that says that there's people that got respect for you, and people that after one fight, I mean, and that was a vicious fight, your debut down at what WCFL 1, but based on that one fight, man, you got people knowing who you are, targeting you in a way that they want to step in the cage with you. So to me that shows respect, man. I don't know how. What's your view on that?
I mean, it's hard to say, you know, it's really hard to say. I definitely see your aspect on it, you're looking on it, you know, but me, I think of it as, you know, they just want to get it in, you know, they see me as somebody they're going to have to get through in order to get to the next level, you know what I'm saying,
right.
whether it's here or there, you know, I just look at it as I'm another stepping stone, the same way as I look at another heavyweight as he's a stepping stone. You know, I got respect for respect for everybody that steps in the cage. You know, some people are meant to do it, some people aren't meant to do it, some people don't have the mentality to really fulfill this lifestyle, you know. And
right on.
The person that supposedly called me out, yeah, you know, he's been around for a little while, so you know, and the people that supposedly are lined up to want to fight me, they've been around for a while. So, you know, it's just, I look at it as they want to make a statement. Well, I'm cool. I love making statements. I'm a billboard. You know what I'm saying? Ask all my sponsors.
Right on, man. I mean, so what's going on down at World Class Martial Arts? I know you guys are a busy school, busy. You guys got a lot of fighters coming out of there. What can we expect to see on March 30th from the World Class Martial Arts team?
Listen, man, get ready for my boy, my little brother, all my little brothers, especially Marv Vergara, to snatch up that 205 title. Get ready for my little Cuban, Luis, to put a pound in on somebody. Jason's going to come out. He's going to handle his business. You know what I'm saying? That boy Jesse Baker, the boar, you know what I'm saying? You see what kind of – the boy was taking blows left and right and stood his ground at his last fight. You know, just get ready for the whole team. Michael, everybody, just Blake, just get ready. Like I said, Ivan's going to start it off on Thursday, and we're going to finish it Saturday night. It's going to be a weekend party. You know, we as a team, we understand we have a very large target on our back. We have a lot of active fighters. You know, we have a lot going on at our school. You know, just so happens that, you know, people want to go cry in the blues talking about, well, Ralph Garcia is the owner of such and such, but he's also the head sensei at World Class. Listen, man, Ralph separates personal from business. Let me make that very
Absolutely.
Clear. He separates personal from business, you know, and that's why Ivan is our captain. Ivan leads our team. Ralph makes our decisions, and we, you know, we go from there. You know what I'm saying? But Ralph never mixes business and pleasure. You know, and that just so all the people out there crying about that stuff, man, get that out your mouth, man. Just stop all that. You're just looking for attention, and you're not going to get it over here. But as a team, Team WCMA, we do realize that we have a very large target on our back. But I tell you what. Like I told my team tonight before training, we are going to carry Tampa on our shoulders. We're going to put Tampa where it belongs. We're going to put Tampa, Florida on the map. You know, we're going to let everybody know why Tampa is a town to be reckoned with, why Central Florida is an area to be reckoned with. You know, we got a lot of dominant fighters out here. You know, you got some badass fighters over at Gracie, Tampa. You know, you got some badass guys over at Gator MMA. You know, you've got some badass guys in Clearwater. You know, my heavyweight mentor, Dave Yost, who I speak to a lot during the week, you know, he helps clear my mind of all the negativity and stuff that's going on, you know, because like I said, this month has been crazy. You know, the dude has been steering me in such a positive way, you know, and he told me it's going to happen. You know, people are going to hate, you know, but you got to push through it and let them know how hungry you are. Well, I'm telling you right now, my team is hungry. Right now, we feel poor. We feel like we're living underneath the tires. You know, so whoever steps in the cage with any one of us, just get ready for a war. You know, whether it goes to the ground, stand up, you know, whether we've gotten our three fights in and we're ready for ground and pound, just get ready for a war. You know, I'm not talking trash. I'm just letting you know what time it is, you know, and I know my guys are hungry. You know, they're hungry.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Before my co-host Spencer wants to jump in and ask you something, before he does that, I want to say just real quick, to add to what you said, about Ralph being able to separate the business with the pleasure. He does it like few others can. I got a lot of respect and admiration for him because of how well he does that. I've seen that, and I sit back and kind of watch what he's doing at the events because I know that at the same time of running this promotion, each one of these events, he's got a lot of guys fighting, a lot of his fighters fighting, but you don't see him interacting with those guys because he knows – at the time when the WCFL is putting on an event, he has to put on the hat of the promotion of this one of the two CEOs of the company, and he's got such a great team established down there at World Class Martial Arts that he doesn't even have to interact with you guys. He can go about doing what he's got to do to keep up the high level of professionalism that him and Dwayne bring every time WCFL puts on an event. I just wanted to add that to what you said because I've noticed that, and I sit back and I'm like, you know, dang, how can it's got to be so hard because, like, hey, at the same time, he's a promoter and he's putting on this event, but you know deep inside, you know in his heart, he's got, you know, brothers and fellow warriors, his family members going into these caves and battling, and I just know that he's that's a respectful dude. That's a dude that you don't have to – he doesn't need to demand respect because he earns it. He earns it. Every time I've ever talked with him, met him, Just absolutely one of the best in the business. So I just wanted to add that. But I know my co-host, my guest co-host tonight, Spencer, he wanted to jump in and ask you something too. So I'll go ahead and I'll shut up here for a minute and let him go.
You're all good. First off, Andrew, a pleasure to be on with you. I'm Spencer up in Ohio. I cover Ohio MMA. As a first-time viewer of not only you but your team as a whole, on this fight card, what can we expect to see? What should we expect coming into the event to see from you in the cage? Not only you but your team.
Explosiveness, something we've never seen before. Quickness, on point. You know, just to the point of why we're in the cage. They said we're not there. We're not there to sit here and do a GSP and Diaz and roll around and wait for a decision. No, we're going in there to fight. Okay, we're going in there to thump. We're going in there to put on a show. You know, first and foremost. But at the top of the first and foremost, it's to come out with a W. We're not cheap. You know, we don't do no cheap shots. You know, we don't like the hand me downs, the freebies. You know, this, that, and the third. We want to earn our wins. You know, because like I said, unfortunately, we do carry that weight of, well, Ralph Garcia is their coach, but he's also the owner. Let me tell you something. If you look at WCFL number 2, Ralph Garcia didn't even come into the locker room. You know what I'm saying? So that's we kind of carry that weight. So with us carrying that weight, that's why we go step into the cage and demand the respect and hand out butt whoopings. You know, if for some dumb reason we don't hand out a butt whooping, we're going to hand out a very nice show. It ain't going to be a show that you're going to be like, oh, that was quick, you know, or something like that. It's going to be, damn, did you see that hit? Or did you see that slam? Or did you see that submission? You know, or something like that. From my team, just expect explosiveness and a show, you know. Just expect it, you know.
That's what us fans want to hear. That's exactly what we want to hear, and that's what I think we need more of out of fighters nowadays, is that explosiveness, that hungriness to get the W and to put on a show.
Let's face it. If you're not putting on a show, you're not going to make money. If you're not putting on a show, you're not going to be picked up by any of these pro leagues. If you're not going to make the pro leagues money, if people ain't going to want to come in and see you, if you don't have a big mouth like the ghost, you know, people ain't trying to hear that shit. You could be the best fighter in the world, but if you can't put on a show and you can't make the crowd happy, the promoters ain't going to want to pay you. That's right, the fact of the matter. And unfortunately, I need money to feed my family. So this is why my 6'6", 250-pound gorilla behind has such a big mouth, because I know my big-ass mouth, my heavy-ass hands, and my mean-ass aggression to fight and very talented gift to fight is going to eventually pay off for my girls.
So. The one and only, man, the ghost. You're going to be rocking that Grizzly Adams beard, I hope, right?
Oh, man, let me tell you. You know how many people call me Zangief now? These guys got it because
right,
I got
man.
My mohawk going on thanks to Southern Styles Barbershop in Riverview, Florida. Boys, they got my beard looking all grizzly, and they got my mohawk on point. You know them boys.
Straight out of Street Fighter, man.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, listen, man. I appreciate you coming on with us tonight, man. With all you got going on, dude. I got the most respect for you, Andrew. I love watching you fight. You know, when you came out at WCFL 1 and just, you know what, 27, 30 seconds, I think it was. It was so quick.
37 seconds.
37. There you go, man. You just destroyed him, man, and I just, like, I can't wait to see that ferociousness again in the cage next Saturday. So, real quick, man, I know you got sponsors. I know you got people that you want to shout out to, man. So, before we wrap up with you, man, just, you know, it's all you, man. Shout out to whoever you got to shout out to. Tell people where they can find you, man, on Facebook, Twitter, whatever you got.
Man, all I got is Facebook. Andrew, the one and only Ghost Ganitsky. Shout out to my whole team, WCMA, World Class Martial Arts in Tampa, and everybody listening, you know, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. If you guys wouldn't mind taking a minute out tonight to pray for my mom as she gets better and up out of this hospital as soon as possible, I'd appreciate it. Big shout out to my new sponsors, Southern Muscle and Brandon, Southern Styles Barbershops in Riverview, 813 Customs, as always, riding with me. Shoot, they just did a whole brake job on my car yesterday. Thanks, guys. out of Brandon, American Legends Entertainment out of Jersey, Smoke Zero with Greg Hall, Green Iguana Brandon, that's going to be my official after-party spot after the fight, can win or lose. Everybody's invited. You wear your wristband to the Green Iguana, you get in free, no admission. Gentlemen 21 and up, you get your first shot at the door for $1. Females 21 and up, get your first shot at the door for free. Who else, man? I know I'll forget. Hotbox Tattoos in Brandon, best tattoo shop there is in the state of Florida, end of discussion. My mom, man, I love you, Mom. I know you're listening from the hospital right now, so... You know, my uncle out in Arizona, all my boys, my friends, my family in Jersey who's coming down to see me fight. And a big shout-out to Gracie Baja Orlando, you know, Ryan Brinson. Again, thank you for the opportunity to let me get that W back that you got at FCC1. But it's get ready for war, man. I know you're ready for me. I'm ready for you, Daddy. Let's get it. MMA Madhouse, thank you guys for having me. I'm at work right now, so... juvenile detention officer life.
Right on, man. Well, once again, dude, thanks for taking these like 20 minutes, whatever, jump on here with us and talk some MMA, man. It's always a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you next Saturday. Looking forward to see you going to war, man. You're a big dude, and Brinson's even bigger. Dude.
He's bigger.
6'8", 6'9", or something.
6'8".
You guys are going to bring down the house. I mean, there's another big heavyweight fight on this card too. I think card.
Dominic Dominelli and his opponent. Let me tell you something. I seen his opponent's picture last night through a mutual friend. Jesus Christ, this boy is big.
Tominelli is might be a superhuman
monster.
Man. Yes, sir. So. I'll go ahead and let you go, man. Have a good night, bro. I'll see you next Saturday, man. Take it easy. And like I said, man, my prayers are with you and your family, man. So,
thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Also, one last time, man, you guys make sure everybody listening, you check out Bellator next week. My coach, Ivan Angry Bird Del Valle, is going to tear stuff up. Big shout out to Rob Horton. He's also fighting on the heavyweight card in Bellator. And Edson Berto out of Tigers World Lakeland. Man. Them boys are going to put on a show for Bellator next week. That's all I know. Everybody make sure you're at WCFL 3. This is The Ghost. I'm checking out. God bless you guys and have a good night.
All right, man. Take it easy, Andrew.
All right, later.
Take care, man.
Right on, man. Yeah, don't you just become a fan of that guy listening to him talk? I mean, he's just awesome, dude.
Yeah, I really did. him going on and on, and I mean that in a good way. He just makes you want to watch him fight.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm actually going to pull up right now. If you go to worldclassfightleague.com, go under fight videos. You can see his fight at World Class Fight League 1 Halloween Havoc. So if you want to go pull that up and watch his fight, man, it's ridiculous. He just destroys his opponent. Don't blink your eyes, pretty much, because it was over that fast. So.
That's at WCFL 1?
Yeah, WCFL 1 Halloween Havoc. I'm on the page now. I'm not seeing that fight there, but I know it was there. You could try YouTube probably, but dude's a beast, man. Just absolutely destroyed his opponent, and it's gonna be a big fight, man. It's gonna be a very good fight come next Saturday. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Yeah,
hey, Spence,
you know what?
Do you ever screw around on Rear Naked Smoke?
I do not.
You need to go there, bro. Not only that, there's a quick link to Madhouse on the left hand side because we provide so much information to these guys. But, dude, you want to talk about some fights? They've probably got 600 events on there that you can watch.
Send me a link to that, or you said it was linked on Madhouse.
We're linked on them, but I'll tweet you one right now.
All right. Yeah, I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, you'll dig it, because they also have links for a lot of free events, you know, especially events that are in South America and overseas a lot. But, okay, you guys finish. Go ahead. Bullshit, I'm going to call the next guest, see if he's ready.
Yeah, man, it's. I know he's probably just getting off of work, whatever. I talked to him earlier today. He's one of my buddies, one of my teammates out here at Gator. So I know he had a busy night. He was working. So as soon as we can get him on, that'd be great. But if he needs a few minutes, man, not a problem. I know he's a busy dude. But yeah, man, I'm actually, I just sent you the link, Spencer, and I'm going to post the link right now on the Full Guard Fight Radio page of Andrew Gonitsky at World Class Fight League 1. So
I'll definitely check that out.
We're going to jump on. We'll hear Ladarius Jackson really soon. In the meantime, just getting some things ready here, man. Ladarius is fighting Amar Short for the W170 title. It's the main event, and it's gonna be a good fight, man. I'd say that they're pretty similar guys. Ladarius is pretty similar size, pretty similar built guys. Both very good fighters. Ladarius's wrestling is just at a ridiculous level. So I think we got him ready to go, actually. So go ahead and bring him in. Mr. Ladarius Jackson, how you doing, buddy?
What's up?
What's going on, man? How you doing tonight?
I'm pumped up, baby. I'm pumped up. Feeling good.
So I know you're just getting off of work, man, so I appreciate you being able to jump on and take a few minutes to talk with us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
We weren't able to get in touch with Amar. So we weren't able to get him on here tonight, but I know that you've been training real hard, getting prepared for this fight, man. So how you feeling about it a week out?
Okay, this is something that I wanted to say for a while now. I've been holding in for about, I don't know, maybe 2 months. With the fact that it's 1 week out, you know, I've been really cautious about how I'm training. I've done a lot of new things in terms of my development in, you know, in the week of the fight. You know, I only have, what is it, like 10 days, 8 days, whatever. It's ridiculous. Time is flying. And I'm prepared for whatever he's got to offer next week at the event. I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm pumped up. I'm pumped up about the fact that he thinks, you know, that this is going to be another, you know, easy fight. You know, the last two guys that he fought, I guess they weren't that great, you know, because apparently they lost to him. So, other than that, man, I'm kind of, you know, disappointed that he didn't come on tonight and speak his piece or speak his mind or whatever, and, I'm a little shocked by that as well.
Yeah, well, just to clarify, Ladarius, that was more on my part. I just wasn't able to get in touch with the guy. It wasn't like he didn't back out or nothing like that. I was trying to get in touch with him, and just kind of that was on me. So that wasn't on him at all. All right, man. But I know I was really hoping to get him on tonight. But I wasn't able to get in touch with him, and that's on me. That's not on him. Daniel wants me to let you know that he's listening in, man, and he's so proud of what you're going to bring next Saturday, man. So I know that we got a mutual feelings for Daniel. If you know Daniel Blevins, you know how awesome of a guy he is. So I know he's excited as your coach and stuff to just get in the cage and going for this title, man, bringing another title home.
And I'm glad Daniel's on. You know, I told him, you know, listen in. You know, I'll let him know how I do on the talk show tonight. And let me state this, that speaking of, you know, Mr. Blevins, you know, his birthday is next weekend. I know he probably didn't want me to say that. I'm going to say it anyway. I think that he deserves that recognition. You know what I mean? Daniel, he's put in a lot of hard work with me and with Darren and May. I mean, we are literally been, you know, tossed to the lions, you know, in the den, and we've come out on top thus far. You know what I mean? And we've got great fighters fighting March 30th. You know, Dean, Curtis. I mean, there's Abby. There's so many guys that are fighting from day to day. And you know, Daniel puts in a lot of work with all of us, and he takes the time to develop our skills and hone down on what we need to do to develop as better fighters. I love Daniel. You know, I love his family. You know, I love all of his friends that, you know, that have come to get him in May. And, again, he has not changed. You know, he's a phenomenal coach. You know, he knows the ins and outs of MMA and mixed martial arts, you know. And he doesn't train just wrestlers. You know, he trains all-around MMA guys, you know, whether you like boxing, kickboxing, or whatever, he has it, you know, at Gator MMA. And that's a fact. We've got new guys in there, coaches. Craig Pittman, he's in there. A five-time world champion, you know, three-time Olympic wrestler, training with us. Brandon, I don't know if anybody knows who that is, but he's SSC. He's had, like, several fights in pro level. So we've got very talented and well-deserving coaches that need to be recognized.
Yeah, man, absolutely. To elaborate, he's talking about Brandon Watts, who's been in this industry for some, like, 30 years doing this stuff, man, lots of pro fights. Doing great stuff for the sport, and he's doing a lot out at Gator MMA. And if I don't know if you caught that, I know Skippy is a big combat sports guy. That's Craig the Pitbull Pittman, from big time fighter for many years. Fought in the WCW, man. He's one of the guys that's been coming out and helping out. And him and Ladarius were going hard in the cage the other night. It was awesome to watch that. So yeah, man. I know that you know. You heard through the grapevine, you know, Amar Shorts working on some wrestling out there at Gracie Baja, man. What were your thoughts on that, hearing about him trying to, you know, him working and training on some wrestling? What do you think about that, Ladarius?
Well, okay. Number one, I don't really care who you are. You know, when it comes to wrestling, you have to make it a lifestyle. It can't just be a month of solid wrestling training. You know what I mean? It doesn't happen. You know what I mean? There's no way. I've trained wrestling, you know, half of my life. This guy's only been it for a month. You know what I mean? Like, how does that, it doesn't add up. It doesn't, I don't know how he's planning to stop the takedown, but I'm just letting him know he better be aware of the fact that I can throw kicks. You know what I mean? And I can throw punches, and I can throw knees. You know what I mean? I can throw spinning back fists and things like that. I can throw a variety of different strikes to tear him apart. And that's the thing that he has to be aware of. He thinks that I'm going to go in here and be a one-dimensional fighter. And I'm vouching for the fact that he thinks that. Of course, that's not how I train. I don't train one-dimensional. I train in every aspect. You know what I mean? And that's something I think he doesn't fully understand.
Yeah. So now, as you said, you know, March 30th is Daniel Levin's birthday. When you win that fight, man, are you going to help the old man get up into the cage with his wheelchair? What is this, like his 112th birthday or something? He's up
yeah.
there, man.
I don't know. I mean, they're all the fears. I mean, you know, he's turning. He's getting old.
No doubt about that, man.
Yeah. I mean, eventually, I'd hang up the wrestling shoes there. And the coaching abilities, and let some younger guys take over. But in the meantime, you know, yeah, like I said, you know, Daniel, he has worked his butt off to get in the way it is today. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Three title fights from one gym, that's really hard to come by, especially in this area.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? A Tampa. So,
yes, sir, man.
You know, that shows the testament of how hard he's working with us. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir, man. Yeah, and it's funny, you know, you missed it tonight, man. Him and Hunter were rolling around and going at it, and this guy, you know, Daniel's supposedly got all this knowledge and stuff, and he's letting this little skinny kid Hunter beat him up and whoop on him, and Hunter tapped him out three or four times, so it was quite an entertaining little spectacle to watch. But, yeah, let's elaborate more on that, dude. Like, we got, you know, out of Gator MMA, like, I'm so proud to be part of the team there and to be able to work with you guys, man. We got five guys on this card, three of which are going for titles, man. So I know that hoping to see our guys go 5-0 that night and come back with three titles. You know, Abby's defending his title, but you and Dean are looking to bring home each of your second titles. So I know it's going to be an exciting night for the Gator MMA family.
Oh, absolutely. And I can't speak enough about Dean. You know, he's the hardest worker in the gym in terms of, you know, his work ethic. You know what I mean? I mean, we're talking about a guy who goes to work from like 2-3 a.m. in the morning, and in essence comes to the gym at 6 p.m. What's that saying to anybody else? You know what I mean? I mean, he's giving me a run for my money, going to jiu-jitsu and wrestling and everything else. So I love it. You know, I think he, you know, has what it takes to, you know, go pro and, you know, and be one of the best fighters, you know, out there. You know what I mean? And I actually believe that he's going to win next weekend, March 30th in Tampa. Why shouldn't he come back to do MMA with the title? Without, you know, having to worry about, you know, if I need to work on this or work on that, of course you're going to need to work on stuff whether you win or lose. But it's the point that he's offered championships. He's offered these positions, and he's given these positions because he works hard. You know what I mean? They're not going to put people on the map here if they're not going to, you know, work hard, if they're not going to do, you know, certain things that are, you know, required of them. I mean, this is, you know, Dean's obligation is to fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right on, man. I mean, so I want to ask on the just real quick on the personal standpoint, man. I mean, how's the new job going? I know you've been working real hard and hustling at it, man. So I mean, how's things going at the job front, dude?
Yeah, it's going really well. Basically, all I'm doing is, you know, I'm slaving in the hot stove, you know, baking bread, butter and bread, freaking all day. I met some awesome people, man, so far. So I made quite the fan base at the steakhouse on Gulfview Square Mall near Regency. So I'm really having a blast with what I'm doing right now with my job, and I love it, man. You know, I don't mind. You know, I don't mind going out and, you know, working and stuff like that. I know a lot of people are saying that, you know, it's hard to find a job and all this stuff and, you know, this and that. And for a time I was, you know, unemployed and didn't have a job. The only thing I was doing was, you know, fighting and training. Now I have a job and I'm still fighting and training. So, well, not really much has changed except the fact that I'm making, you know, making some money on the side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Right on, man. Well, we start to wrap up with you here, man. Before we do so, I mean, what's the final words that you have to say for your opponent for March 30th?
The final words I have to say for Omar Short is his time is up. His time is absolutely up. There is, I don't have time. I've got a lot of things that I've got planned for my future. My destiny is not to worry about Omar Short. Only to make sure that I come out on top, victorious, with good MMA, period.
Right on, man. Before we let you go, any shout-outs to sponsors you want to say thanks to?
Absolutely. I want to give a shout-out to Gator MMA. I want to give a shout-out to MMA Madhouse. I want to give a shout-out to Firefly Pizza, one of my sponsors. Bear Bondsman, you know, it's one of my sponsors. So I want to give a shout-out to all those people. Of course, I want to give a shout-out to Golf High School. They helped me out, you know, Travis DeWalt, my former wrestling coach, Indiana Tech, my wrestling coach Mike Esser up there in college. So a lot of people, man, I got to thank, you know, for helping me get this far. You know, Coach Craig Pittman, Daniel Brandridge, Brandon, I mean, so many, Dean, Curtis, Abby, all you guys, Z. You know, I love you guys, and thank you guys very much for this opportunity, you know, to be a part of Gator MMA and, you know, continue to follow my dream of being an MMA fighter.
Right on, man. Well, thanks for joining us tonight, Ladarius, man. I appreciate it, man. You know I'm a fan. You know I got respect for you, bro. So we'll see you. I'll probably see you anytime soon. But, you know, for the fans, anybody wanting to see, you know, looking forward to seeing Ladarius Jackson in action, man, next Saturday, March 30th, Hilton Downtown Tampa, man. So have a good night, Ladarius. I'll see you soon, bro.
All right, brother. See you.
All right, man. All right, man. We actually have a little bit of a surprise we're gonna have here in a couple of minutes, man. We I'm sitting here doing a show, doing my thing, messaging and talking to some people behind the scenes here, and Michael D'Angelo out of D'Angelo MMA down in Cape Coral, Florida, he messaged me and wanted to get on the show. Told him, you know, we were talking about him earlier in the night and talking about the fight and stuff, and. He said, you know, we had him on the show about a month ago, It was the first time I'd ever talked to him. Really got to know him, and just instantly earned a lot of respect for the dude. And just talking with him tonight, and he said, "Hey man, can I get on tonight?" And I said, "Absolutely, man." So we're gonna have him here in a few minutes. Before we do so, that was just real quick. You know, this March 30th, Hilton Downtown Tampa. It's going to be a day full of stuff for Autographing USA in the morning, and then of course the WCFL 3 Breaking Point at night. So it's going to be a day full of some great local mixed martial arts. So real quick before we go on, get any further in the show, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors: GatorMMA.com, FutureFighters.com, BrawlBase.com, CrossroaderClothing.com, and GameChangerClothing, and ProAmBelts.com. Thank you guys for what you're doing for us here at the show. Thank you for what you're doing for local MMA, and thank you for what you're doing for MMA as a whole. So some great organizations there, and we're going to jump right in, man. I got Michael D'Angelo ready to go. Mike, thanks for messaging me back so quick, man. Glad to get you on the show tonight.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me, man.
And no problem, dude. If you haven't seen this guy fight, I urge you to look up fight videos and to watch this guy. I think that you are probably one of the most pro-ready amateurs that I've seen fight. I've seen some guys fight that look like they could be ready to go pro. I do have to say I have not seen a guy fight in the amateur ranks here in Florida who holds himself at such a professional level as you do. And I think that that's going to go a long, long way for you in your career, bro. So I hope you realize that it's a big deal for, you know, a lot of these guys, a lot of these amateur fighters, they're fighters and they have the fighter spirit, but not a lot of them look pro-ready. Not a lot of them look like they really know what's ahead of them as a pro fighter. You seem to have it together. From the little time I've been around you, you seem to really have your head on straight, and I think that's going to go a long way for you in your career, dude.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that, man. Coming for you, it means a lot, bro.
Hey, not a problem, man. So for anybody who saw you fight here at the ABC card in Newport Richey at All Sports Arena last month, you had a very good opponent. Randy Hernandez is a very, very good opponent, very good fighter. You pretty much GSP'd him to Nick Diaz. So you went out and just completely dominated him. And as Ralph said at the beginning of the show, it was very similar to the GSP-Nick Diaz fight. And couldn't agree more on that. You pretty much stand up on the ground, just dominated from beginning to end. And that's not an easy feat because of the level of opponent you were facing. What do you know about your opponent coming up March 30th, Cam Taylor? Do you know much about him?
Pretty much all I know about him, just like any one of my opponents, that they're really good fighters. So I guess if anyone's ready to fight for a title, they better be a really good fighter. Looks like he's pretty well-rounded. He's got a pretty decent ground game, has some power in his hands, so should be pretty good all-around fight. Looking to take it to him and have a fight of the night. Just put on a really good performance, man.
Now, if you bring this belt home, this is going to be your what, like fourth or fifth belt, right?
This will be my fifth belt title, but my fourth current one that I hold.
Right on, man. Now, this you're 6-0 at the moment. Actually, before I ask you that question, because you and your opponent both have over three fights, you guys are going to be able to do full ground and pound. Are you looking forward to that opportunity?
Oh, that is so awesome to hear that, man. When I heard that, I was just over ecstatic, man. I can't wait for the fight, man. Florida Amateur MMA is just taking some huge steps right now. So, I mean, it's just awesome to be able to throw some punches to the head on the floor in an actual sanctioned fight. So that'll be a real good step for me to get ready to go to the next level.
Right on, man. Now, with this being going to be your seventh amateur fight, do you have any like pro aspirations in mind right now, or are you still trying to just kind of focus on the amateur ranks?
I always take a little bit to peek a little bit ahead in the future and see what's out there for me, but my hands are always open, man. I'm always open for new ideas to come in, so I always look forward to go to the next level, always look to push forward, but I'm kind of real focused on this upcoming fight right now, trying not to deviate from the plan or nothing like that. I'm just trying to stay focused 100% on Cam Taylor.
Right on, man. Now, I know that the D'Angelo family's had some recent good things happen. Now, you're not the only guy guy fighting, if I'm not mistaken. What else you guys got going on down there at DMMA?
Well, pretty much just a lot of students that want to get ready to start competing on a more serious level. I got one of my really good students who's been a student with me for a while now. He's going to be entering the Golden Gloves now here in Florida for on April 21st. My older brother Vincenzo is going to be making his pro debut. He's a boxer. He's going to be fighting the Paramount in New York, Huntington, New York. So that's going to be on Friday night fight, May 11th. So that's going to be pretty good. And my brother is getting ready to come back around. He's had a neck injury from a car accident recently. So he's just coming right off it, looking good, man, training like a monster back in the gym. So we're looking to get him fights. And I got two other fighters that train under us. They're getting ready to fight coming up now in April.
Hey, when you say, is that your brother Gus you were talking about there?
Yeah, my younger brother, Augustus.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure. Yeah, that's cool. I was wondering, actually, when I met you guys at the event here last month, I wasn't sure if he fought or not. I didn't want to bother you. You know, you guys were really focused there, so I had wanted to ask about that there, though, too. So what's his record look like? How many times has he fought?
My brother's stringed off a good 3 fights in a row. He's 3-1 right now. So he just looks like he's mopping out the bottom of the 55-pound division. I'm holding down the top, and he should be getting ready to shot pretty soon, man. He's nothing but raw talent. He's a big old fireball when he comes in that, man. Kind of like the opposite of me. Very smart, very technical, but same, super aggressive, and just ready to go for the kill any moment.
Now I'm going to put you on the spot. Who's better, you or Gus?
Just for the sake of it, I'll give it to him just because he's a younger brother. He took a beat. I'll give it to him tonight.
Now, let's say you guys are in an exhibition fight against each other, right? In a dream, we're in a dream world here. You and Gus are in the cage against each other. The fight goes to the ground. Who's taking it?
Oh, I'd have to give that one to me. He's actually sitting here right in front of me. You know, but
that's awesome, man. you give your younger brother some respect, but you can't let him have too much room because you don't want it to go to his head or nothing. I feel you, man. I would. If my little brother was around, I'd be the same way. I'd be like, you know what? He's pretty good, but I'd take him down anytime.
Yeah. I took so many beatings from my two older brothers that it's his turn to get his beatings now. So,
yo, bro, we have a lot in common then too, because I took some serious beatings from my two older brothers growing up, and because of that, I never beat on my younger brother. I was like, you know what? I know how bad I had it with my punk older brothers that. Me and my younger brother, man, we were always really close. So that's funny, yeah. Dude.
But at that, man, I got it done to me. He's gonna get it done to him.
Oh, okay. So we're not too much alike then, I guess. Because I was like, I picked on my younger brother a little bit, but I was like, man, my older brothers were mean, so I wouldn't want to be like that to him too. So
he's 6'3", 240 pounds, so I couldn't really pick on him, and he's always bigger than me, so I had to jump down the luch.
Right on, man. Let's talk a little bit about D'Angelo Mixed Martial Arts, man. What do you guys offer out down there? You guys are in Cape Coral, correct?
Well, actually, pretty much what we did, because I had two gyms. I had one in Fort Myers and Cape Coral, and my Fort Myers gym just blew up through the roof, man. I got like 30 to 40 people on each class every night. So I had to kind of close down my Cape school just because it was just too much going back and forth. So everyone basically migrated over to Fort Myers. So we're based out of Fort Myers right now. Basically, we offer anything, mainly kids, man. I got a really big kids program going on right now. Looking to take a lot of my kids over to NAGA, North American Grappling Association. I've been doing those tournaments for 4.5 years. Nothing but good experience for them. I got a few national champs that grapple out of there. A lot of girls that are just ready to just beat up on some boys. That always do. They love to do a little devious one. Some of my students really getting really in tune with their boxing skills and doing a lot of USA boxing competitions comes up. And like I said before, the Golden Gloves in Florida, some of my guys are going to get ready to get in training and register and get ready to do that.
Right on, man. Yeah, me and my girlfriend and I, we come down that way every once in a while with her job. She works in hotel reservations. So, well, the Naples area is an area we like a lot, and I have a 100% intentions that the next time I'm in that area to come by and visit you guys. So It's awesome to hear that you guys got good things going on down there, because I think you guys are really good people. So
I'd love to have you guys down there anytime, man. We're right off Metro and Colonial there, man. It's the old Fight Zone, but we took it over. It's Fight Zone / D'Angelo Mixed Martial Arts. Come to Fight Zone to learn some good old DMMA, man.
All right, man. Well, before we wrap up, let you go. What can we expect? What can the fans in this area? It's going to be a packed house every time WCFL puts on an event. They just blow the roof off the building. They have to keep going to bigger and bigger events because of how much they pack the house. So, what can we, the fight fans, what can we expect to see from you next Saturday?
Yeah, man, WCFL definitely represents. I got a pretty big crowd of followers and students coming myself, so it definitely should be a packed house. But 100% class and respect, man. I do nothing but respect my opponents, and I'm going to come in there with full fireworks this time and looking to have a really good fight and possibly fight of the night if Cam Taylor's definitely up for it, man, and just give him the respect he deserves and make sure I get the respect I deserve.
I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the show, but I absolutely think that you and Cam are going to be fight of the night, so... that's my pick right away going into this fight. It's a stacked card. There's a lot of huge fights on this card with a lot of big time fighters here from Florida. But I think that, I don't know, man, you and Cam Taylor, that's such an awesome matchup. And I think that, it's a pro level fight. That's how big of a fight it is. This is definitely a pro worthy title fight. So, I think it's going to be awesome. I think you guys steal fight of the night. So, yeah, man, I'm excited to see you fight again. You know, we got people here in the area. Can't wait to watch you fight. You know, Daniel Blevins out at Gator MMA is just excited to see you guys coming back in the area and seeing you fight again, dude. So just can't wait, man. We'll see you next Saturday, man. Thanks for jumping on with us last minute. I appreciate you listening and wanting to get back on the air. And
Thank you.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure. Before I let you go, I know you probably got shout-out sponsors, man, where people can find you, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you got, man. Go ahead and give it.
Yeah, just the same as last time, where our Facebook link has everything and anything you need to know about us. It's D'Angelo.MartialArts@Facebook.com, or you can just Google up Fight Zone and all our information comes up right on there, or MMA in Florida. We're usually the first link that pops up right off of Google. Just a big shout-out to WCFL. Thank you for promoting the show as well as they did and having me on there as a co-main event on there for a title shot. Shout out to your guys' show as well, and you, Matt, my man, for having me on there. The pleasure's all mine. I think it's awesome what you guys do here, and proud of you guys promote Florida Amateur MMA, things like that. And good luck to my opponent, Cam Taylor, if he's listening, man. Coming out with some fireworks. Hope you're ready for the challenge, bro. All
right, man, Michael. Well, have a good night, bro. Thanks for coming on, man, and I'll see you next Saturday.
All right, my man. You're the best. Have a good one.
You too, dude. All right, man, am I alone here? I got my co-host still with me. I feel like, on a regular occurrence, Jason doesn't get to talk much either. I kind of just take over this show week after week without meaning to, but more than ever tonight, man, I feel all alone. Where are you at, Spencer?
Hey man, you're the ringleader. I'm just here supporting you because you need somebody to step in. But no, I'm back. I'm back.
Right on, man. Well, thanks for joining us tonight, man. I do appreciate you stepping up. It's good, you know. I know I kind of just pretty much I know pretty much each of these guys we've had on tonight. I know pretty well. Michael D'Angelo, I don't know as well. I've met him one time, but I've talked to him a few times, and I just pretty much kind of I get in a flow and kind of, you know, I think the world revolves around me, so I kind of forget that other people exist, you know. So. Thanks for being patient, dude.
Hey, no worries. It's a learning process for me. I'm learning all these guys. It's in a completely different state, and you caught my interest, though. So you're obviously doing a good job.
And Mr. Cohen, you're one of the best in the business, homie. I love being in business with you, Skippy. You and Carl are the absolute two best in the business, and I will fight that argument to the death. I don't care who comes at me and who puts who up and says, this person's better. There is nobody better in this business than Carl Mortensen and Skippy Cohen, and that is the fact. So, Skippy, thanks for jumping on tonight and doing this with us. I know that you're doing 100 things at a time every second of every day, dude, so I appreciate you coming on here tonight.
Hey, no problem, man. You know, let me turn down Bellator. Yeah, no problem, man. Jansen's winning, dude. That kid's cardio shot, man. And anybody out there knows Jansen trains at Sports Lab. He trains with Phil Claude from the U.S. Olympic team. Was a coach there, and now he's been running MMA gym up here. But, yeah, Jansen's going to probably win this. But, yeah, no problem, man. Anytime I can help you guys out down there in Florida, man. Spence, you know, I threw down the Pablo Diablo hat in honor of you tonight, so I appreciate you stepping up and shipping out from Ohio to help with the radio show down there, Full Guard Fight Radio. That was really cool, you bro.
Hey, it was this or schoolwork, so you know this is the obvious choice.
hey, you know, before we, I'm glad you brought up Bellator, Skippy, and put that back in my memory. Like I said earlier, we probably won't have a show next week. Me and Jason should be live at Bellator 94 in Tampa at the USF Sundome. So check out the Facebook page and keep in touch to see if we are or not. But it does look like we probably won't have a show because we'll be there live doing live results. So you can check out MMAMadhouse.com to check out those live results. And also, you know, March 30th.
What are you talking about, man? As soon as, dude. You call me and tell me the night before on weigh-ins, you call me and tell me what your actual time clock plan is to get to the event. We'll calculate the hours that the event's going to take. And what we'll do is we'll book a show. You got, dude, you and London can chill and do a live post-fight show. You know, we do it all the time for Budo fights, especially, you know, when we have four or five of the guy team members at the studio. You guys could do it, man. You guys could just chill after the event, and we could set it up, and you guys could just talk about the event and how you guys thought it went.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I mean, I don't know that me and London are quite at you and Lapati's level yet, though. I mean, you guys are, like, absolute pros, and we're kind of
still working
our way up there.
you got, dude, Spence, everybody on the team, Matthew, you, every single person on Madhouse's team. Eight of us got together for an event we'd never met, and about 10 pro and amateur fighters, a couple really well-known fighters. And we threw a barbecue at the studio here in Oregon, and we all met, mingled. For 2.5 days, we covered events from this studio, weigh-ins, post-fight, pre-fight, interviews, the works. I mean, we went all out, balls to the walls. And you know what? That's what you need to do. You need to throw it down with London. You know, before the show, maybe go tie, you know, get a beer, get some food, bullshit. If you were here in Oregon, I'd say light one up. But, you know, do whatever you guys do. You know, go have a good time afterwards. Don't even worry about the show, but go out and hang out afterwards because, you know what, it'll make your show better. It'll make your teamwork better. And then when you want to do a post-fight show, boom. That's what I'm saying, dude. Next time Chris Gregory's up in Ohio, Spence, you tell Silver Dollars to come by, man, and sit down and have a cold one with you and eat some dinner and bullshit at the bar or something so you get to know him better.
I'll definitely do that. I gotta meet some of you guys instead of talking to you.
Hey, real quick, we're I know we're running out of time. I'm just reading this article I just saw. It's on MMAMadhouse.com. It's a press release that was sent by my contact TJ Alcock over at the XFC, man. What do you make of this XFC president John Prisco talking about that these guys that are getting cut from the UFC and Strikeforce, or not cut from Strikeforce, but these guys that have been cut, man, he's saying it's going to be hard for these guys that are getting cut from the UFC to hang at the XFC level, man. What do you have to say about something like that? That's a bold statement. The XFC is huge, and they're an awesome promotion, and John Prisco is an awesome promoter. But I think that's an awesome challenge for him to put out there, man. If you haven't seen it, go over to MMAMadhouse.com right now and check it out. It's a press release from the XFC, but actually just caught my eye, started reading it, and remembered about that, man. That's a crazy statement, but I love it. I love John Prisco's abrasiveness, his boldness there.
Dude, did you guys see the Butcher? Oh, no, you didn't. That's what I'm saying. After he won his fight at Bellator, shit you not, guys, he came on there and goes, hey, I want all you fans and everybody at home to know, you just saw the best ground game, the best guard in the MMA. And then he stops, he looks over at Jimmy, he looks at the camera, he goes, yeah, even those guys you're thinking about right now. Oh, it was great. He was cocky. He won. But...
Hey, if you can back it up.
Well, and he's won, what, 6 fights by either KO or submission now, so.
Exactly.
Right on, man. Hey, Skip, I'm sorry, Spencer, man, before we get out of here, we run out of time. Let everybody know where they can find you. Let everybody know how they can find you on Facebook and Twitter.
Before I say that, I want to say one more thing real fast. Next weekend, March 30th, Cage Vengeance 13 up in Akron. That's what I was referring to earlier, and that is an NAASS event. Can't make it myself, but if you can, any listeners tonight in Ohio, make it to that. It's a stacked card. And then, of course, what we talked about tonight, the WCFL 3 card. If you're in Tampa, go to it, because I wish I could, but I'm
Yo, if you're in Florida, man, forget Tampa.
Yeah,
if you're in Florida, get yourselves out here to this event.
Screw it. If you're within a couple of hours, just get to it. I wish I could. I can't. I mean, thousands of miles away, but get to these events. They may be smaller promotions, but they put on just as good cards. And as for Twitter, Facebook, just Pablo El Diablo. You can find me on that. Not too many people have that as their name. And then Twitter, Pablo _L_Diablo. There you go.
Right on, man. I can't believe you're going to come on here and promo some other March 30th event, man. March 30th is all about the World Class Fight League 3, man. No other events matter.
March 30th? Dude, don't forget it's going down up in Washington. Oh, and also going down in Las Vegas. Oh, and also going down in Montana, Cincinnati, Key West, Houston, Chicago. Local MMA, folks, get out there and support that. Support the local MMA. You guys go to these events, do $20 to get into most events, $25. That's cheaper than a pay-per-view. And not only that, when you're there, pick up a shirt from a sponsor. Help those sponsors who are supporting the fighters, man. It's a circle. We need to buy the tickets to the events. We need to go out there and buy the T-shirts for these fighters that we like so much and these regional sponsors and show them support. Go out to the pizzeria or the tattoo shop or the automotive shop and sponsor one of your local fighters, man. Get out there and support MMA, because if you don't, we won't have Zuffa.
Absolutely, man. That's what I say all the time, man. If it's not for local MMA, there is no UFC, there is no Bellator, there is no any of it, man. You know, 1FC, World Series of Fighting, these promotions that you see all over TV are only there because of the hundreds and hundreds of promotions that aren't on TV, the hundreds of promotions that are just barely getting by event after event because they're not getting the publicity that these other ones are getting. They're not there if it's not for these local guys. So go out and check them out. Like Skippy said, wherever you are, you'd be surprised. You don't think that that local MMA is around you. Local MMA is everywhere, and it is just rapidly growing. There's more and more promotions all the time. For every 50 great promotions, there's sometimes you get one bad promotion that just isn't doing things right. But whether or not they're doing – it doesn't matter. Go out, support them. Help them do things right. Help them get better. Support local
MMA
and help this sport grow.
If you can't find an event, Twitter @ El Pablo Diablo _ in between the L on Diablo and Pablo, or @ J23 Journalist, or Madhouse, or STP Tattoo, or Lapaki, or whoever. One of us team members can find you some good local events to go to.
Absolutely. If you're in Florida, you're looking for a local. If you're in Florida and looking for local MMA, hit me up. There's very few promotions that I'm not familiar with down here. I work hard to make sure that I know what's in my state. So hit me up at J23 Journalistic or just Matthew Gaither on Facebook, man. Hit me up if you're looking to get out to some MMA, and I'll help you out. We're going to run out of time here real quick. So once again, I want to say thanks to the sponsors, GatorMMA.com, FutureFighters.com, BrawlBase.com, CrossRotorClothing.com, GameChangerClothing, and ProAmBelts.com, man. Thank you all for what you're doing. Skippy, Spencer, thank you guys for being on tonight. And we probably won't be here next week because we'll be at Bellator, but keep in touch with the Facebook page, Full Guard Fight Radio. We thank all of our guests for being on with us tonight. March 30th, downtown Tampa, Hilton, WCFL 3 Breaking Point. Check them out. It is going to be a sick card. Thank you all.